Okay, Mishnah Hey, we're continuing the idea that Kisvei HaKodesh, that Sefer Torah, have a level of Tumah, obviously not Midaraisa, on rabbinic level. Chazal regards our Tumah such that if it comes into contact with Chumah, the Chumah becomes possible, or if it comes into contact with your hands become Tameh such that your hands can contaminate Chumah. So now the question is, before we discuss the margins of a Sefer Torah, now we're discussing, well, what about if you don't have all the text there? What about if you're missing some of the text? Does the Sefer still retain its Kedusha such that the Tumah still applies, such that it would be Metameh, your hands, or Tumah? So the Mishnah says as follows. Sefer shenimchak v'nishtar bo shmonim v'chamish osios. If you have a Sefer, now this doesn't mean a book, it means a scroll, right? If you have one of the scrolls, let's say a Sefer Torah, that was erased, and now there remains on it 85 letters. Kiparashas Vayibin Saharon, like the Parsha of Vayibin Saharon in Parshas Baaloscha, which is comprised of 85 letters. Metameh Seidaim, then the Sefer can be Metameh hands. It is considered like a Sefer by itself. Why should that be? So this is actually something that we discussed in the Gemara and Shabbos, that there's a pasuk at the very at the ninth parak of Mishlei. The pasuk says, Chachmas ban sabesa, chatzva amudeha shiva. What does that mean? Chachmas ban sabesa. So that, according to Rashi, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Chachmas ban sabesa, that with wisdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the house, meaning built the world. With wisdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world. He created the world. Chatzva amudeha shiva. Chatzva is like a lashon of hewing, of cutting, or chiseling out. So chatzva amudeha shiva, he hewed out, or chiseled out, or cut out its pillars of seven. What seven pillars are we talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created? So we understand this to mean the seven Sifrei Torah. What seven Sifrei Torah are there? So the Gemara explains that the Chamisha Chumash Torah that we're familiar with is really seven Sifrei Torah. How are they seven Sifrei Torah? So the answer is that Sefer Bamidbar itself is comprised of three Sfarim. The portion of Bamidbar, of Sefer Bamidbar, before the Parsha Vayibin Saharon in Parshas Baaloscha, that's one Sefer. The Parsha of Vayibin Saharon is a second Sefer. And the Parsha, the rest of Sefer Bamidbar after the Parsha Vayibin Saharon is a third Sefer. So you have three Sfarim within Sefer Bamidbar alone, and then you have the other four for a total of seven. And so what you see is that Vayibin Sarah, Vayibin Saharon, that Parsha itself is considered like a Sefer Torah unto itself, and therefore it's considered to have its own Kedusha, which means that in order to have Kedusha, all you need is 85 letters. So that's what we say over here. So the point over here, again, Sefer Shenimchak v'nishtar bo shmonim chamish osios, keparshas vayibin tzaharon, metameh seidaim. Okay. Now, Megillah shekatzav bo shmonim chamish osios, if you have a Megillah that had 85 letters written into it, now this is not a Megillah like Megillah Esther, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Megillah as referring to a Yeriah. We know that a Sefer Torah is comprised of individual sheets of parchment that are sewn together to make up the Sefer Torah. So we're talking about one of the individual Yerias, the individual sheet of parchment. So if you have 85 letters written on that individual sheet, Kiparshas Vayibin Tzaharon, like the Parsha Vayibin Tzaharon, Metamas Yadayim, that contaminates the hands. It has Kedusha Sefer Torah, and there is a Gzera of Tumah on it. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. Now, all Kisvei HaKodesh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Metamas Yadayim, they contaminate hands. If they come into contact with your hands are tummy, such that your hands would contaminate truma. Shar shirim v'koheles metaminates daim. And of particular note, according to the Tana, is shar shirim and koheles, they are metame hands. They are considered to be kodesh, and they would be metame your hands. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shar shirim metaminates daim v'koheles machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, no, shar shirim is metame your hands, that much I agree to you about, but koheles, that's actually subject to debate. Why is it subject to debate, and we'll see in a second. Rabbi Yossi Omer Koheles ain't metame yadayim. Rabbi Yossi says Koheles actually is not metame yadayim. Why shouldn't it be metame yadayim? This is because according to Rabbi Yossi, Koheles was not written al pi ruach hakodesh. Shlomo Melech wrote it. It's true, but he didn't write it al pi ruach hakodesh. He wrote it based on his own wisdom. V'sher shirim achlokas. but Shir Hashirim is actually subject to debate. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Shir Hashirim was written, that Shir Hashirim is Matam Yedaim, but Kohelis is subject to debate if it's Matam Yedaim. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's the other way around. Kohelis is not Matam Yedaim, because that definitely was written by Shlomo Melech, not Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, but Shir Hashirim is subject to debate. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kohelis, Mekula Beishamai, Umukum Beisela. Rabbi Shimon says, Kohelis is one of the books, is one of the sfarim that is of the leniencies of Beishamai and of the stringencies of Beisela. Normally, Beisela is the school of thought that is makel, that's lenient, and Beishamai are the ones who are typically machmer. But Rav Shimon says this is one of the discussions that's of the things that Beishamai are lenient about, that Beisela are machmer about. Meaning that according to Beishamai, they hold that Shir Hashirim is not metame. Amr Rav Shimon ben Azai. Rav Shimon ben Azai says, "Mekubal ani mipi shivim ushtaim zakin." I accept. I have a Kabbalah. I have a tradition from the 72 elders. Beyom shehoshivu as Rav Elazar ben Azari b'shiva. On the day that they had Rav Elazar ben Azari set up as the Rosh Hayeshiva. What does that mean? What's that special day that Rav Elazar ben Azari was set up as the Rosh Yeshiva? So this is talking about in Yavne. We know that that after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, upon the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed, we know that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai negotiated with Vespasian he says, ten liyavdim v'chachamel. He wanted to continue he wanted to ensure the continuity of Klal Yisrael. So what he said is, he negotiated with Vespasian that Vespasian should let him have Yavna and the Chachamim of Yavna as the Torah center. That was his move to shift the Sanhedrin, which was at that point in Yerushalayim, to shift it from Yerushalayim to Yavna. And he also needed the family of Rabbi Gamliel. He needed Rabbi Gamliel to continue, because we know that the Sanhedrin is led by a Nasi and an Abezin. It's the Nasi is a massive Talmid Chacham who's also the political leader, and the Abezin is a person who's more the massive Talmid Chacham without as much of the political leadership role. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai negotiates for that. The Sanhedrin, which is the governing body that handles all religious matters for Yiddishkeit, was shifted to Yavne. When it's shifted to Yavne, originally Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai serves as the Nasi, but later Rav Gamliel is the one who serves as the Nasi. Then there were a number of, Rav Gamliel was of Davidic descent. You need a Nasi who's of Davidic descent in order to serve as the Nasi. So there were a number of disputes that happened between Rabbi Gamliel and the Abbezin of the time. That was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua there was a famous dispute in Rosh Hashanah. Either way, after a number of these disputes, Rabbi Gamliel is replaced, and they sought to replace him with Rav Elazar ben Azari. And that's the famous story with Rav Elazar ben Azari, where he says, "Hare ani kiven shivim shana." That's what we say in the Haggadah. So that point, that's because he was very young, and he was to be appointed instead of Rav Gamliel. When Rav Gamliel was Nasi, his standards for people being accepted to the yeshiva were much, much higher. He thought it should be only for the elite. But when Rav Elazar ben Azari was made Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Yavne, so he thought that the Yeshiva should be open to everybody. So on that day, the Yeshiva was expanded. The day that he became Rosh Yeshiva, the Yeshiva was tremendously expanded to allow a lot more people to attend. And as part of that day, they were mechadish many different halachas that they discussed in the Beis Medrash. So now Rav Shimon ben Azai is saying, I have a Kabbalah from the 72 elders, meaning to say the 71 of Sanhedrin, that comprise Sanhedrin, plus the one, the Nasi of Sanhedrin. I have a Kabbalah from them that on the day that Rav Elazar ben Azari was made Rosh Yeshiva, so the following halacha was taught. That was, Shashir Hashim v'Kohelis mitamim es yadayim. That Shashir Hashim and Kohelis are both mitamim yadayim. They're both considered like any other Kisvei HaKodesh. They were both set up Yeruach HaKodesh. They're both written up Yeruach HaKodesh. Fine. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said back, Chas v'Shalom lo nechlok Adam Yisrael al Shir Hashirim. There is no debate about Shir Hashirim, Shalo Yitami Yisadayim, that it shouldn't be Matami Yisadayim. There's no way, of course it's Matami Yisadayim. There's no debate about it being not being Matami Yisadayim. She'in kol ha'olam kulo kedai, ki yom shenitin bo Shir Hashirim li Yisrael. The whole world, the entire existence world is not kedai, is not worthy. like on the day that Shir Shirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Shekola Ksuvim Kodesh, because all Ksuvim, all the Kisvei Kodesh are Kodesh, they're considered to be holy. V'Shir Shirim, Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the Holy of Holies. It's of the holiest books. It's packed with Yer Shemayim and Omach Shemayim, and it alludes to many deep secrets and secrets of Kedusha in there. V'im Nechluku, and if there's any debate about any one of the books, any one of the Sifrei Tanakh, Lo Nechluku El Al Koheles. There's debate maybe about Koheles. If Koheles is Kadosh, if Koheles is Matam Esedan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua ben Chamiv shal Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua ben Chamiv, Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Yeshua, who is the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, said, Kedivrei ben Azai kach nechlaku. It's, I hold like Ben Azai's opinion that there is in fact a debate about Shir Shirim and about Koheles. I think that what he was saying, that about the debate about being Shir Shirim and about Koheles, if they're Matam Sedaim, V'chein Gemaru, and that's actually how they concluded that those two Megillas are Matame Sedaim. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? We started off by saying is that how much of the text of a Sefer has to be left in order for the Sefer to be considered Kadosh, such that it would be Matame Sedaim. The Mishnah says that you need the Sefer to have 85 letters, like the Parsha of Vayivin Saharon. What about if you have an individual Yeria, an individual piece of parchment, that's one sheet of parchment used to sew to be sewn together as part of the Sefer Torah? If that individual piece of parchment has 85 letters, it's Metame Yadayim. Now, there's then a big machlokus. What about the Kisvei HaKodesh, generally Kisvei HaKodesh, all of the Tanakh, are Matam HaSidayim, but what about Shir HaShirim and Koheles? According to the Tanakhama, Shir HaShirim and Koheles are both considered Kodesh, they are both Matam HaSidayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, actually no, Shir HaShirim is Matam HaSidayim, but Koheles, that's subject to debate. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's the opposite. Koheles, there's no debate. According to everybody, Koheles is not Matam HaSidayim. Shir HaShirim, that's where there's a debate. Rav Shimon says, Koheles is of the leniencies of Beishamai. In other words, Beishamai think it's not Kadosh, but Beisil think it is Kadosh. It's Mechumre Beisil. Rav Shimon ben Azai follows up and he says, I have a tradition from the 72 elders that on the day of Rav Elazar ben Azariah being appointed as Rosh Yeshiva, Shir HaShirim and Koheles were deemed to be Metame Yadayim. They are considered to be Kadosh. Rabbi Akiva says there's no way that Shir HaShirim is not Kadosh. Of course it's Kadosh. It's Kadosh HaKadoshim. If there's any debate, it's going to be about Koheles. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yeshua ben Chamiv shel Rabbi Akiva said like Ben Azai. Then that's like what debate there was, and that's actually how they concluded that the two Megillas are considered to be, they are Matam HaSidayim, they are considered to be Kaddish. Okay.